Sounds of Bluegrass, performed by the McLean family. Raymond McLean teaches Appalachian and bluegrass music at Berea College in Kentucky, and he's always been musically inclined. One day several years ago, he and his three children decided to turn their front porch picking into something more ambitious, enter the McLean family band, then exit the McLeans for a four-month concert tour of Europe. After their tour, they stopped by a public station WBKY in Lexington, Kentucky, and told Don Adams about making friends for the United States.
In addition, or perhaps instead of making friends for the United States, that we were really finding friends that were already there. Perhaps they weren't friends of bluegrass music beforehand, but music's a great vehicle for finding friends. And particularly bluegrass music, because it's so direct. There are quite a few bluegrass bands in Sweden, we all know, and in Japan, we know, and the Netherlands and England.
France. Austria.
But there are also quite a few bluegrass bands in Czechoslovakia. They explained it there by the fact that they had a tradition of tramp music. I don't know whether that's an accurate translation or not, but they explained that somewhat similar to our hobo songs and so forth, there was a tradition of country music that was somewhat like that in the United States. And for that reason, bluegrass music was very appealing to musicians in Czechoslovakia. They say that they've never had a live bluegrass band from the U.S. there before, and it was really touching, exciting, and touching to hear the tunes that are so familiar to us there, like You Are My Flower and Old Slewfoot. The fact that we were singing in English didn't seem to make a whole lot of difference in putting songs across to audiences that didn't understand English. Sometimes, of course, we had an interpreter, and sometimes we had programs with written translated notes. But it didn't seem to make a lot of difference, because in bluegrass music, I don't personally think that the words are always that important. It seemed to me that words are often a good excuse to get to play the music, get to play the instruments.
You said that your most enthusiastic response came in Japan. Why do you suppose that bluegrass is so well liked there?
I think that bluegrass music is so popular in Japan is, of course, because of the American occupation there, and the fact that there were so many ordinary country boys that were in Japan, of course, playing music from the country, and bluegrass is a form of this. But also because it bears the stringed instruments. There are other stringed instruments in Japan and other parts of the Orient that are rather like it. Raymond was walking down the streets of Taiwan. Tell him what a fella in a
well,
store
that's
told
right.
you.
I went in a store to get some crackers, and I was buying the crackers, and he looked at me and
our
said,
pictures had been on a magazine cover.
On one of the major magazines.
All the street corners.
And the publicity had just been great there, and everyone knew we were coming. And I walked in, and he looked at me, and he said, "Are you the one that plays the sitar?"
Raymond said, "Yes."
I thought it was easier than explaining what a banjo was.
Raymond McLean the younger, who along with Raymond McLean the elder, spoke with Don Adams of station WBKY in Lexington, Kentucky.
My guitar and I would softly play. I'd sing to the moon and stars, the evening breeze would say, "Tomorrow'll be another country day." It's a hard
life. It's better than a letter from home. And for this evening, that's all things considered. Material for the program came in part from stations KCRW, Santa Monica, California, WFSU, Tallahassee, Florida, WAMU, Washington, KCUR, Kansas City, Missouri, WGBH, Boston, and WBKY, Lexington, Kentucky.
All Things Considered is produced by Jim Russell and directed by David Cray. The program is made possible with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Bob Edwards with Susan Stamberg. Good evening for All Things Considered.
Good, good life, that's the country life. It's been good to me. Ain't no city lights can match the full moon in the country. That's where I'll be. Yes, the country.
This here's NPR, National Public Radio.